Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 118, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 118 is a review of two lessons. God's peace and joy are mine. Today I will accept God's peace and joy in glad exchange for all the substitutes that I have made for happiness and peace. Let me be still and listen to the truth. Let my own feeble voice be still, and let me hear the mighty voice for truth itself assure me that I am God's perfect son. God's peace and joy are mine. Let me be still and listen to the truth. This sentence touches my heart. It says, "May my own feeble voice be still, and let me hear the mighty voice for truth assure me." Today I learned that my friend and neighbor's dog laid down the body over the night. She had major surgery yesterday, and they were told the first 24 hours were crucial. When my neighbor told me, I was feeling very sad. So I decided to practice this lesson. Let me be still and listen to the truth. And in being still, I was asking why I was so sad. And the feeble voice, the ego thoughts of loss and sorrow, like how the family was going to internalize the passing, and I just gave up and I said, I need help. I'm sucked into this illusion. Help me see this with your mighty voice. And I noticed the feeble voice was talking about things. What will happen when my dogs pass, and am I going to be able to handle it? And this is going to be too much for me. And all these smallness ideas. And what the mighty voice showed me was that these are smallness ideas. I can allow them to either be a substitute for love, and I can continue to lament over them, or they can be a call for love, a call that healing is needed. If I choose to treat them as a call for love, I can see them as just a child afraid of losing something dear. And Spirit tells me I can never lose anything. And I sit with that thought, and it comforts me, and it assures me that my truth is not bound up in sorrow and in pain. I don't have to substitute the sorrow and pain for happiness and peace. Instead of believing in sorrow and loss, I choose to see it as only a call for love, for healing. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me today when the feeble voice pops up and I start to become fearful again. Help me to stop and have faith and listen to your voice, knowing I am only loved, that every being is safe with me, amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with a willingness to heal. Letting go of our judgments about what we are and need, and instead, we ask for help in remembering our truth. Thank you for joining with me today in the experience of our Father's gift, unconditional peace. Namaste.